January. Accept your unique journey. Kintsukuroi, meaning golden repair, is a Japanese art where broken ceramics are fixed using lacquer mixed with gold. This process makes the repair part of the object's history, transforming it into a new, beautifully unique piece. Similarly, in life, you might face challenges and setbacks. You might not be the same as before, but your experiences will make you stronger and more unique. So, live fully. Don't wait for others to make you happy. Find that happiness yourself. Appreciate the beauty around you and value yourself, including your imperfections. In January, try these two exercises. 1. Take a notepad and pen. Write a list of things you would do if other people's opinions didn't matter. Prioritize this list. What excites you? Make a plan to do the top things on your list and live your life your way. 2. For the next 10 days, write down 3 positive things about your day and share this list with 3 close friends. See how reflecting on these positives impacts your life. Love this February. February is all about love, starting with loving yourself. Just like you can't expect others to be perfect, don't expect perfection from yourself. Reflect on what you appreciate about yourself and consider areas where you could use more self-love. What steps can you take to boost your self-love? In relationships, remember that love involves compromise. However, if love means changing who you are or changing your partner, it might be time to rethink the relationship. True love is about accepting each other as you are, not as you wish them to be. Heartbreak can be tough, but you'll get through it. Allow yourself to feel your emotions fully, but don't let yourself become bitter. Eventually, let positivity back into your life and share it with others. To invite love into your life, try this simple ritual. Light a red or pink candle. Sit comfortably with your feet on the ground or lie down. Read and repeat loving phrases like, "May I choose love and allow it to break open my soul and enter my heart. May I choose love courageously. May others love me, and I return that love with all my heart." Repeat these as often as you like. March. Loneliness and accepting growth. Loneliness is something everyone experiences at some point. Remember, you're never truly alone. Reach out to your community and friends, and don't be afraid to talk to strangers. They might become your friends. When you face tough times, view them as chances for growth. Even if you feel broken, you'll rebuild yourself and learn to hope, believe, and dream. These challenges won't just help you survive, they'll teach you how to thrive. For March, try an extended version of the gratitude exercise you did in January. Take a blank sheet of paper, write, "I am grateful for," at the top, and list everything you're thankful for. Don't worry about judging your list, just keep writing. Once done, put it on a wall where you can see it, share it with friends, and take a photo to use as your phone or computer background. This list is a start. Try to add to it regularly. April. Simple ways to become a better you. Just like caterpillars turn into butterflies, you too can transform into a better version of yourself. Here are 3 easy things to focus on this month. First, avoid being judgmental. If someone does something you don't like, try to keep your disapproval to yourself. Remember, tomorrow it might be you doing something others don't approve of. Second, practice forgiveness. Forgiving doesn't mean you're okay with what happened, but it helps you let go and move on without holding on to negativity. It's a gift to yourself. Third, be compassionate. Show kindness more than necessary. Offer your seat to someone, support others in their goals, smile, and think positively. Your compassion could make a big difference in someone's life and will certainly improve yours. May. A simple exercise in positivity. Start May with a fun exercise. First, list 5 things you enjoy, like reading novels or exploring new towns on weekends. Share this list with someone else and ask them to make their own. Spend the month doing things on both lists together. At the end of the month, tell a third person about your experience. Afterward, make a new list for the next month. Remember to set aside 10 minutes each day for yourself. Use this time to think about your day, connect with yourself, and relax. June, the farmer and his horse. Once there was a farmer who had a horse. His neighbors thought he was lucky. Maybe, he replied. One day, the horse ran away. The neighbors came to express their sympathy. Such bad luck, they said. Maybe, he answered. A few days later, the horse returned with some wild horses. The neighbors were thrilled. The farmer just said, maybe. The farmer's son tried to tame one of the wild horses, but it threw him off and broke his leg. The neighbors came around again, saying, how unfortunate. Maybe, replied the farmer. The next day, soldiers came to draft young men for the army. The farmer's son was left behind. The neighbors said, you're so lucky. The farmer's response was, maybe. This Taoist parable teaches us that what seems like fortune or misfortune is just a matter of perspective. It's hard to predict how things will turn out. Instead of focusing on whether you're lucky or not, staying open-minded and neutral, like the farmer, might be the best approach. Also, remember that what seems important now might not matter tomorrow. Consider making a list of things that seem significant but later prove to be irrelevant. Refer to this list when you need a fresh perspective on your current problems. July. Accept your dreams and reevaluate your to-do list. No matter how things seem right now, don't stop dreaming. Recognize how strong you are. Let your spirit reach new heights and believe that everything is possible. Let your optimism fill you with the confidence that your hopes and dreams can come true. Take a moment to think about everything you need to do. Grab a pen and paper and list them out. Once you're done, examine each item and ask, who told me that I should do this? You might find that many tasks are obligations or beliefs from others or feelings of guilt. Consider if these obligations are preventing you from living the life you want. Cross out anything that's holding you back. Take a deep breath and enjoy your new freedom to make your own choices. August. Strengthen friendships and accepting daily joy. For a friendship to thrive, it's not necessary to have the same interests or personalities. What matters most is a genuine connection and that both of you value this bond equally. Build relationships that challenge you and encourage your growth, as they will bring you joy and support through good and tough times. You control whether your life feels dull or exciting. Look for the small magical moments every day, like meeting an old friend, receiving a smile from a stranger, or seeing a rainbow after a storm. In August, be kind to yourself. Eat healthy foods, take time to relax, and consider this simple exercise to be extra kind. Write short, loving notes to yourself on small pieces of paper. It should only take about 10 minutes. Place these notes in different spots like your wallet, under your pillow, or in your cookie jar. When you find them later, they'll remind you of how amazing you are. September, boost your confidence and calm your mind. Start this month by listing your best qualities. Turn each quality into an affirmation by adding "I am" before it. For example, change "caring partner" to "I am a caring partner" and "generous to my friends" to "I am generous to my friends." Say each affirmation out loud. How does it feel? Record them and listen to your recording whenever you need a reminder of how great you are. Breathing is crucial for life. We often forget its power. Use this simple breathing technique to calm yourself when you feel angry, anxious, or down. First, breathe in and out fully. Then, inhale deeply while visualizing a white ball of light moving up your spine. Hold your breath for about 2 seconds, then exhale, imagining the light moving down as you breathe out. Repeat this 10 times, gradually making each breath in and out longer. Find your calm again. October. Accept your past and shaping your future. Every experience in your life, both good and bad, has shaped who you are and who you will become. This includes both the beauty and the trauma you've faced. Your past helps you empathize with others in similar situations. But remember, your past also offers you opportunities, if you let it. You choose whether your past weighs you down or lifts you. When things aren't going well, think about what you can change. Are you only focusing on negative things? Try to find something positive instead. Are the people around you feeling down? Allow yourself to be happy, and maybe your happiness will influence them too. If something isn't working in your life, look for ways to change direction. November, face challenges and asking for help. Do you ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? It can make you feel regretful, futile, or helpless. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength. It shows you care about taking care of yourself and others. You don't have to face everything alone. There's a whole world out there ready to support you. When life is going well, it's easy to stay positive. But when you're dealing with grief, sadness, fear, or anger, don't push those feelings away. They are important and help you get through tough times. Feel them fully, knowing that joy and happiness will return soon. December. Celebrate yourself. Stop being so hard on yourself. Instead, spend some time focusing on what you love about yourself, your physical traits and qualities. Write down 25 things you appreciate about yourself. Read your list and keep it somewhere safe. Set a calendar reminder to look at it again in 6 months and make it a yearly ritual, perhaps on your birthday. When your inner critic says, "Nah, you don't have enough experience to do that," respond with, "I have plenty of experience to tackle this task." Keep telling yourself the positive side until you start believing it. Be patient. It may take time, but it will happen. And remember, if something makes you happy, just do it. Key points. 1. Accept imperfections and challenges as part of your growth and strength. 2. Prioritize what excites you, not what others expect, and live your life your way. 3. Practice daily gratitude and self-love, and reflect on your positive qualities. 4. Build meaningful connections and adapt kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. 5. Let go of negative past experiences and focus on shaping a positive future. 6. Breathe deeply to calm your mind and boost your confidence with positive affirmations. 7. Celebrate yourself, your strengths, and the progress you've made, and continue learning,